Welcome to the online Kenyan Daily News Brief. A tragic day saw several feared dead and dozens injured in Kisii after a truck lost control, ramming into roadside vendors. Elsewhere, a fire destroyed business stalls at Kisumu Bus Park, and 8 Border Patrol unit officers were injured in a suspected Al-Shabaab IED attack in Garissa. Meanwhile, an audit report revealed over 10.8 billion Kenyan shillings in governance issues and irregular payments on the e-citizen platform, while the National Assembly's Public Investments Committee probes a 30 billion Kenyan shillings power debt affecting Kenya Power. The government proposes a new 0.2% standards levy on manufacturers, and HELB CEO Geoffrey Wonari defended the new student funding model. LCS Aden Duale announced a crackdown on certain cosmetics and tobacco products. Here are the key stories from across the country. In politics,
Jubilee Party offers conditional backing to Raila Odinga for the 2027 presidential race, requiring him to cut ties with President Ruto. Meanwhile, National Assembly Speaker Moses Wetangula clarifies that Parliament is not responsible for the stalled MP recall law, placing the onus on the IEBC and Attorney General.
In business,
the Kenya Pipeline Company plans to offer staff shares ahead of its Nairobi Securities Exchange listing in September. Meanwhile, the Financial Reporting Center is recruiting a new Director General and CEO to lead the fight against financial crimes. Nairobi's economy is experiencing a boost from the ongoing CHAN 2025 football tournament, attracting fans and teams. In other news, a Quickmart employee faces suspension over an alleged assault on a customer at their Buruburu branch.
That concludes today's news brief. Stay informed with theonlinekenyan.com.